If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with the nice butt, Jay, and with me is the guy that likes to play tricks on people, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing okay, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
It's so, okay week.
What anime caused us to have an okay week, Jay?
The Rakugo Classic.
I wouldn't say
My
that.
My Master Has No Tail.
And I do have the synopsis. Comes from our friends over at High Dive. Mamita is determined to use a Japanese storytelling art of Rakugo to cast a spell on humanity. But the Tanuki trickster needs to convince Bunko to give her an apprenticeship first.
Yeah. That's like the first two episodes or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron, you ready for some facts?
Yep.
All right, so My Master Has No Tail is a historical comedy anime released in 2022. There are 13 episodes. This is written by TNSK. And they've worked on a couple things. One being Tanabata no Oto, which is a Kalpis anime, the drink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, it's a short anime. I think there's only 5 episodes, but it's interesting. It's about Kalpis.
You mean Kalpikojin?
Yeah.
No,
everywhere else, it's Kalpiko. Kalpis.
No, everywhere else, it's Kalpis.
Here, oh, is it?
Yeah, here it's Kalpiko. Is...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Kalpiko. In non-English-speaking languages, it's Kalpis. As you can probably guess why it's called Kalpiko.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I don't know if is Kalpiko vegan?
No.
It's milk, right?
It has milky stuff in there, it's so good. I can't drink it. There might be a flavor that I could drink, but I have yet to find it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then they've also worked on a Hatsune Miku thing. I'm not sure what it was. This was directed by Hideo Yamamoto, and they've worked on Toradora, When They Cry Kai, and I, Yori Aoshi.
That's an old one.
Actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not directing. It's like they just worked on it. Yeah. Studio is Linden Films, and we've done a few anime by them. Love and Lies, Tribe Nine, and one that we've done recently, Salaryman's Club. The license is by Sensei Filmworks. The music is done by 3 people: Tsukasa Yatoki, Atsushi Harada, and Yuki Honda. And they're all members of the group Arte Refact, and they've done music for Blaze Blue, Alter Memory, Komi-san Can't Decline, Komori-san Can't Decline, and Ensemble Stars. What'd you think of the music?
It's alright.
I do enjoy the shamisen songs. Those are pretty cool.
But the other background music is like whatever.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of like no music because of Rakugo.
Right.
And speaking of music, the opening song is called Genai Yugi, and that's by a band called Garnedelia. And they've done music for Kill la Kill, the irregular at Magic High School, and Gundam Requisista in G. And the ending song is called Virginia by Hinano, and they've done music for Chilling in My 30s After Getting Fired from the Demon King's Army, and Sacrificial Princess and the King's Beast. And as for cross media, there's the manga that this is based on, and that's about it. So, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about with this anime?
Yeah, Jay, this anime sucks.
You didn't like it?
No.
Like, not at all?
I think that... So, to be 100% fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watching this after, like, you know, descending stories.
Yes.
Man, this anime likes to really hold your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I can't help but directly, like,
compare
the two.
Uh-huh.
And, like, how the Rakugo in these ones does feel, like, more soulless.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Rakugo in Descending Stories is, like, it can take you where, at least in my imagery, it can take you where it needs to take you, I guess, if that's the right.
Okay.
Like, the idea of, like, getting like swept absorbed in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it can do that with just how it's shot. Mm-hmm. And, like, how intricate, like, characters' facial emotions and the voice acting is. Which, this anime has a little bit of that, but I just think... Right. Descending Stories just does it way, way better.
Yeah, it's a better representation of Rakugo, for sure.
Right. And it's so, like... I don't know, it's just so much better in that Rakugo portion. And it's even better, like, in the off-Rakugo portions as well.
Right.
I do think, like, if this anime wasn't just Rakugo, I think it'd be pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the characters are really fun.
Yeah, a lot of the characters are very likable.
Yeah, Mamita, she's, like, very cute. Bunko's, mm-hmm. like, really cool. When they get to, like, the backstory of Bunko and the other ones, like, their teacher. Not their teacher, but... The master.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. But...
Right.
I think that's where, like, this anime shines brightest in its, like, non-Rakugo moments.
Okay.
And I just found, like, most of the Rakugo in here, like, kind of boring as well.
Yeah. You know, especially with, like, what was that one? The girl master.
Uh-huh.
The one with the pink hair? One that needs the metronome to talk?
Yeah, that's a funny gimmick, actually.
I felt like, yeah, her character itself is pretty funny, but when she performed... Like, I didn't feel like she was, like, a master at Rakugo.
Right. Where, again, it sucks because I don't really want to compare it to... Because that's, like, comparing, like... Let's compare Salaryman's Club to, like, Haikyuu, you know? Right.
It's funny.
It's not like the same.
The same. It's not.
No. It's, like, you can tell, like, the reverence people had in Descending Stories for mm-hmm. Rakugo.
Right.
Like, there was an appreciation for the art, and
mm-hmm.
Sometimes there was stuff to, like, help you picture the things that they were painting, but they were, like, always very subtle in how they did mm-hmm. it, and more artsy than just being like, oh, well, here's the scene.
Right.
And I think
it's always, like, the same people. It always looks like the same people in every scene.
Right. And it's very unfortunate, I think. It just makes it for, like, a more boring story. I do like the blind Shimizen girl.
Yeah. She's probably my favorite girl in the anime.
I wish we would have got more. I like how she was fighting away all the thugs at the end. The cops, yeah.
All the cops with that.
She was just... Shimizen.
And it worked because she went back to the stage without anybody following her.
Yeah, I guess so. The evil cops at the end.
I know.
Was this anime paced also very slow? I feel like talking in this anime is very slow as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I felt, well, I don't know what it is with the subtitles, but I was having a hard time keeping up sometimes with, like, what they were saying.
Right.
Especially during, like, the Rakugo portions.
I mean, those ones are fast just because how, like, they're talking, right?
Right.
I thought I was, like, really laughing because I was watching this anime, like, sped up.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, when it got to the pink hair girl with the metronome, Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, how slow is she actually talking? Because, like, on the speed that I was watching it, it was, like, normal.
That's hella funny.
So I was like, how fast, how slow is she at? Like, when she was supposed to be talking fast.
Right.
It was normal.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, how slow is she actually talking? So I went to, like, normal speed, and I was like, oh, my God. This is unbearable.
And it's funny that, like, when she was a kid, that wasn't the case. She talked normal as a kid.
Right. And those were, like, really adorable. I like those shots of them growing up as well.
Right.
There
was, you know, what's interesting is there was one Rakugo story in here that was also in Descending Stories.
Which one was that one?
It was the one with the kid that had the father that names his kid Hella Names.
Oh, wait, that's what I sounded familiar.
Yeah, that one was in the in Shogun Roku.
Yeah, and that's the one where that's the what you call it, the pink hair girl one was doing, right?
Yes. It's like a very beginner.
Yeah, it's a beginner Rakugo. That's so good. I didn't even realize that.
Because
mm-hmm. she didn't do the bit, right, where she says, like, the whole name. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was, like, later on when she was, when Mamida
was doing it. That's so funny.
Was doing it.
That's so funny. There's, like, a direct, you can just, like, take that scene and compare it to.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who performs it in Descending Stories, but,
it's the,
yeah, it's definitely in there.
His wife does it, remember?
Oh, okay.
It's like the first time because she's like, oh, I can't do Rakugo. And he's like, yeah, you can. Like, do it. And she does it in front of all the kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The school.
Yeah.
Like, is it a school or like a daycare or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah. It's like a, I don't know if it's elementary school or if it's like a daycare, but she does it in front of a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I think that's like one of the, I think that's the ending for that episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Is that scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where she's doing all the names.
The names?
Yeah. Cause that's I remember that one being, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny, though.
It's definitely a fun story.
Right. What else? Jay, do you have any other general? How did you feel about this, Jay?
I enjoyed it. It was a little hard to, like, really get into at first. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was the anime or if I was just like not in the mood to like watch it or something, but it took me a little bit to finish the anime. Like I finished it today, but I mean, it's definitely enjoyable. And, there are some parts of it that are like really funny that I really enjoyed.
My favorite joke was in the first episode where she, jumps off the building and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to use my scrotum to parachute. He's like, oh, wait, I'm a girl. Like, that was really good. Oh, that was real funny.
I really like that there was an episode where they don't do any Rakugo, but it's represented through activities that they're doing or, like, a errand that they're running.
Right.
It was the episode where they're trying to, like, extend the deadline for the one guy's debt.
Yeah, and it's literally like a Rakugo story.
Yeah. Super funny. I really enjoyed that when she went to the shabby liquor store and was complimenting everything.
Damn, man.
That was pretty good.
Again, when this anime is not doing Rakugo, I feel like it's, like, at the strongest.
Yeah, it almost felt like that was like an origin story of a Rakugo story. I think that would have been a better way to go about this anime. Would be like right. that, like origin stories of Rakugo stories.
When you think about like the kind of funniness of it, this series is like framed as a Rakugo story
because
it opens up with Bunko. Like,
right.
opening up as, like, a Rakugo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually kind of interesting when you look at it through, like, that lens.
Right.
Anything else, Jay?
I think that's about it for general.
Yeah.
Other so, than like the eye catches are really cool. It shows like some of the characters in like the future, I think.
Yeah. It's very fun.
I wonder if like if the Tanuki and like the seven-tailed fox are immortal.
It could be.
Are Tanukis real? They're not real, are they?
No.
I mean, it looks like a red panda.
Yeah. I mean, no, I think a Tanuki is an actual, like, I don't believe it's an actual animal. Like, it's not, maybe raccoon dogs are real, mm-hmm. I guess. Let me look, because I don't think they're, like, a real animal.
For sure their powers aren't real, obviously, but.
Yeah, raccoon dogs. Japanese raccoon dogs. Tanuki.
I'm gonna catch you and make it into a stew.
I was gonna say Shippo's a fox from what you call it. That's a Miroku's little friend or whatever. I think he's a Tanuki, if I'm remembering correctly.
From where?
From Inuyasha.
Oh right, yeah.
That dude that travels with Miroku.
Mm-hmm.
Or when he doesn't travel with him anymore, but yeah, I think that dude's a Tanuki as well.
Right.
Anyway, James.
All right, Aaron.
Art cinematography. Cinematography. Yeah. Art's good. I think everyone's like very cute.
Yeah. They're like all unique and distinguishable.
It sucks because if you look at like how they're designed in the eye catch. That's what they're designed in the like in the manga,
mm-hmm.
and they're very like dumbed down. I feel,
yeah,
because they look so good
in the eye catches.
I think
right?
they look so good in the eye catches. Yeah,
it's really cool seeing them in like different outfits as well.
Right, even like the modern day outfits, which is like cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's your favorite design character, Jay?
I like the smoker guy.
Yeah,
he's cool.
He's cool. I really like the blonde haired girl. She's super dope.
Oh yeah. Also, her that gangster looking dude
the
with the scar.
The Yakuza. Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
A Yakuza was never show their real feelings, but I'm not a Yakuza. Like that was a good one.
Yakuza don't cry.
Yakuza don't cry. I'm not a Yakuza. It's pretty good.
Watch me, but don't look at me.
That's funny. Yeah, like you said, Jay, all these characters are kind of... They're charming. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But it's just...
All the characters are fun.
I don't know. I think... Not even to say, like... I don't know if you made the point, like... In even, like, descending stories, the Rakugo is kind of boring. Like, it's interesting, but it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's not why I watched... Rakugo Shinju in the first place.
Right.
Like, it's a really cool, like, a study to see this art form you've never seen, and it's taken so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But the stories behind, like, the Rakugo is just, like, a vehicle for the actual story.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's, I don't know, how they film the Rakugo in these ones. I guess that's the way to put it. It feels like in Rakugo Shinju that they like film, like it seems like almost sometimes they just like straight up like film somebody doing Rakugo,
mm-hmm.
whereas like this feels like an anime.
Yeah, definitely. And they definitely cut out stuff because we miss a lot of things,
right?
Like I don't think we ever get like a full Rakugo story.
Yeah, and there's also that you know, the endings where they just tell you straight up what each
one was about. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's just like a poor, like, it's neat. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like crappy storytelling.
Yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, you missed this whole part. So,
yeah, here. We didn't really explain it too well in the anime. So this is what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. whereas like, again, descending stories, there's like literally like, 10 straight minutes of Rakugo in those episodes. Of a
performance.
Yeah, like a, literally almost like a whole ass performance.
Yeah.
Which is freaking cool, but
it's interesting to like find out that there's Rakugo that like are like an hour long.
Yeah.
Talk about it in this anime. That's super interesting. And like it involves like not only just storytelling but dance and music and all this stuff.
Right. It's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. They get to like the different stages of like apprenticehood.
Oh yeah. It's definitely interesting, like just I think that's one thing that I like about this anime is just like little like fun facts about Rakugo.
Right.
But other than that, I'd much rather prefer like seeing a whole performance than like
snippets.
A part of it. Yeah.
Or like it sucked because it was like, all right, I'm trying to read what's going on with the performance, and then it'll be like,
and then
Mamita would be like, well, Mamita would be like, oh, let me talk through this, and like, no, like let me, I want to concentrate on the
story.
On the story, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like made like in the beginning that the story is like really important because Mamita gets like really sucked in and like she's like can see it all around her.
Right.
Like it's like a vision, but then we don't really get that experience.
Exactly. It's almost like a tell don't show.
Yeah.
In that kind of instance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's funny is I do like how like the blonde hair girl, like she's really good at it. So is the master. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's really good at it as well. Bunko's
really good.
But everyone else, even the, I think you're right. Everyone but the pink hair girl, I think, is like really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because even they, like, the smoking guy, they make a really big point about, you know,
him, like, doing the other characters really good.
Yeah, it's interesting. I really, man, this makes me want to watch Descending Stories, I feel.
Yeah. And it sucks that, like, we don't really get, like, the conclusion. We don't get what the smoking guy's answer is. We don't see Mamada's performance for him.
Yeah. Maybe in the sequel, Jay. Maybe in the...
Will we get another sequel? Maybe in 10 years.
10 years, maybe. We'll see. You never say never, Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Any shots you really like, Jay?
Oh, man. I don't... So,
yeah, exactly.
It's just like a run of the mill anime kind of deal. All
right, characters, Jim.
Characters, okay. First is Mamida.
Yeah,
she's cool.
She's adorable. Cute. Yeah,
quirky.
Hey,
I like the way that she does the stories.
Yeah, very very cute. Mm-hmm. Very cute way to do them. She does it very like fun.
Mm-hmm.
And a live performer. She reminds me a lot of what's his name? Basically the main character from Descending Stories. You know, guy who's based off him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's based his stuff off of the girl's
dad.
It's
a similar kind of situation as well.
Yeah.
Just like a like obnoxious jail person. He meets a straight-faced Rakugo player.
Right, exactly. To teach her how to play, like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, it just reminds me, like, the goofiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, so fun. Then there's a Bunko. Oh, actually, Bunko's real quick, really cool. You know what I really love? I love anytime she's in her, like, Tanuki form. I think her Tanuki form's, like, super adorable.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish this anime was about, like, anything but Rakugo, honestly. I wish they did. They could have chose something different to do.
What was the purpose of her going to the city?
Which, the original Mama. Purpose?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
To see her dad? Was it to see her dad?
Oh, yeah, to see the place
the city
the dad, yeah.
That used to go to.
Her dad used to go to, which he's like, I'm going to play tricks on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor people being like, man, look at this stupid girl trying to play tricks on people.
Using fake money to buy dango.
I love that. It's just a leaf. I just wish this anime was about tanukis fucking with people.
That would have been cool.
It'd been pretty fun.
But yeah, Bunko's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. Seven tail fox.
Mm-hmm.
She looked really pretty too as a fox. That was a really cool, yeah, really cool story. Really cool story that when they it reminded her of the better times. That was mm-hmm. Really cute as well.
Yeah.
Who's next, Jim?
Then there's Shirara, the blonde haired girl.
She's cool. I like. It sucks. Like everyone just gets like an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish she got more to do. Because her whole raised in a crime family. I mean, yeah, it's like a. It's a, what you call it, a trope, but.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see more about them, her and the. Her Yakuza bodyguard dude who, likes her.
Yeah.
They had a really cute dynamic.
My lady. Yeah. My lady.
She was super cute.
Now, after this, I don't know. I can't tell you which one, these characters, which one they are.
We can just go off the top. Talk about Shimizen, blind Shimizen girl.
Yeah, that's Koito, I think. She's super cute. She's super cute. I like her a lot.
I wish she was in more.
Mm-hmm. She had an episode.
Yeah. I think everyone has an episode. You know who did get an episode, actually?
The manager dude.
The manager dude and the girl, too. Like the facilities girl.
The drunk girl.
Yeah.
The drunk with her lazy, not lazy eye, but sleepy eyes.
Yeah, she's super cool, too. They're awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wish they would have got episodes, but no. That's pretty much who I want to talk about.
Yeah. Then there's the masters. They're all
whatever.
Cool, I guess.
Yeah.
One coughs. One talks slow. One
they have their
always
quirks,
gambles.
One has gambling problem. They took everything. Always
loses all his stuff, but his underwear, his loincloth.
His loin, yeah. A butt. That's pretty good.
And then she just calls him butt the whole anime.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
All right.
You talk about the thunder weather god chick of Osaka.
I know, man. Cool.
She's rad.
She should have been in it more.
She was cute.
I thought she was going to learn Rakugo, but nobody can see her other than...
The spirits.
Other than Mamada and Bunko.
All right, is there anything else you want to say before we end this wrap-up, final thoughts?
This anime was pretty all right.
No. All right. Accessibility, Jay.
Anybody
could watch it.
There's smoking and tobacco use, so I don't know if you're sensitive to that. But
oh, look at that. Tanuki, what is it, drinking alcohol? No, it's soda. Good. That's a good joke. I'm not going to say there was no laughs had in this anime, because there were some good ones. That was a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Some drunk people in the anime.
And you can see this on High Dive.
Yeah.
What's next, Jim?
Rewatchability?
I'm good.
Pretty low.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. And what would you want in another season?
I don't know.
I'd say just closure. Finish it. If you are gonna do it, just finish it.
All right, Jay.
Finish the story. I mean,
yeah. What do you give it?
Give us a light pass, probably.
Yeah, it's a pass. It's a pass for me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Now that we've become openers,
that should have been a good one. I'm the opener.
I'm the opener.
Old geezer. Old geezer one.
Are you ready for what I have for us for next week?
Yeah.
And
what do we got?
Yeah, we have entered the finale of year five. No, six?
I don't know.
I think it's six. I think this is year six, Jay. If I remember
might be
correctly.
Seven.
No, I mean, we're going into seven, I believe.
Yeah.
This is the end of year six. Congratulations, Jay. We almost made it.
We did it.
6 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing you did for 6 years, Jay?
Dang, not even a job or anything.
I would say dated Nancy, right?
Been a dad.
Yeah, actually, we've done this podcast longer than you've been a dad.
Yeah.
Technically, if we're by a year.
Yeah.
Dated your current wife, I guess, right? You guys were married a hot minute before.
Yes. Yeah, we're 2 years before the podcast started. Married.
So 8 years. You guys have been married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And then, again, it's like the longest thing I've ever done. I'll be honest with you.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll fucking talk about that later, I guess.
Yeah.
But we have one more anime to do, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pulling an audible, Jay. I told you I was gonna do one of two things. Actually, I'm gonna swap it up, Jay. We're gonna do an anime that I wanted to do.
Okay.
We're just gonna do it. I don't see why not. We're going to do Dress Up My Darling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought about it right now. I was like, you know what? Let's do that. That sounds fun.
How many episodes is that?
It's like 13. 12, 13.
Isn't there multiple seasons
nope.
of this anime? No, it's only one?
Only one.
Okay.
Hold on. I just want to make sure. I mean, I know there's only a few. Yo, that's a 4.9 on Crunchyroll.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
You know what song the opening should be?
Hmm.
That one song that... Can you dress you up in my love? You know that one?
Gosh, dang it. It is 12 episodes. 12, mm-hmm. 12 episodes, Jay. And it's on Crunchyroll, dub and subbed, so it should be an easy peasy week.
Should be.
And if you're ready for an easy peasy week.
It's getting like a lot of like praise, right? It's a
yeah. I don't know if it was Anime of the Year contender last year or I don't remember.
If it's gonna be for this year.
For this year, I don't remember. But yeah, it had a lot of good reception behind it when it came out. But yeah, Dress Up My Darling this week.
So what's it about?
Next week. That's a good question, Jay. Good question.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Dressing up my darling. No, it's about... No, it's like a...
cosplay anime?
Yeah, it's cosplay.
Something like that, right?
Yeah. The guy makes... You know what's funny? It's almost like Smiled on the Runway, but with cosplay. So, yeah, so I'll read you a little description right here, actually, which is kind of interesting. It says, Wakano Gojo is a high school boy who wants to become a Kishi Arashi, a master craftsman who makes traditional Japanese Hina dolls. Though he's a gung-ho about the craft, he knows nothing about the latest trends, and he has a hard time fitting in with his class, the popular kids, especially the one girl, Marin Kitagawa. Seem like they live on a completely different world. That all changes one day. Yep, when she shares an unexpected secret with them, and their completely different worlds collide. Hmm. So it feels like he's gonna be making her clothes.
Yeah, and that's gonna bring them closer. That's gonna be the driving force. Okay,
and it's a romantic comedy.
Okay.
Romantic comedy each?
I'm sure there's going to be some sort of situation where he's, like, getting her size or measurements or something like that.
Baka. This Baka, she's like, oh, let me take off these clothes so I can get dressed. Measure I'm really waist. Excited to see this, get this on. And she's like, oh, my God, don't look at me, Baka. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm excited, Jay. Mm-hmm. Is Jessup Darling censored? Yes. That's pretty funny. And if you're excited for Dress Up My Darling, or you liked our review, about my master has no tail.
She has seven.
She has seven, exactly. Leave us a like, leave us comments, subscribe to us on all your major podcasting platforms. Follow us on Instagram, email us at animecherrybobmyao.com. And that's it, everybody.
What if the title of this anime is referring to Bunko's master, not Mamane?
Could be true, Jim. And with that,
just something to think about.
Something to think about. It's a little food for thought as we exit this. And it's true. He didn't have any tails. And is, to be fair, the typography or whatever of the series, mm-hmm. how it's typed out, the tail and has no tail is a Tanuki tail. So,
okay.
But well,
whatever.
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 Whatever. Yo, speaking of that, Jay, how excited are you? Oh, we gotta have that meeting right now. Never mind. We'll talk about
it. All right, everybody. Podcast, Aaron.
Yeah, everyone, stay counting tails.